This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT is set to host the 2025 WIPO South Africa Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. In Flight Safair, passengers call for a resolution ahead of wage talks. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The university will again host the WIPO South Africa Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. The event is generally known as the Summer School, and is the 2025 17th edition of the event will be hosted off campus from the 25th of November 2025 to the 5th of December 2025. The section in the research directorate that is organizing the event, that is the Technology Transfer Office, led by Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, the Deputy Director of Intellectual Property in the Research Directorate. Its partners are the National Intellectual Property Management Office, the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, CIPC, World Intellectual Property Organization, and the Japanese Patent Office, which are the funders of the 17th WIPO SA Summer School on IPNTT. Dr. Hlongwane says the summer school provides an opportunity for local and international students, young professional academics and researchers to acquire a deeper understanding of intellectual property and the transfer of technology. The program is implemented over 2 weeks and consists of lectures, case studies, simulation exercises, and group discussions on selected IPNTT topics, with an orientation towards an interface between IP and other disciplines. The summer school program also focuses on issues of management and commercialization of IP. Furthermore, Dr. Hlongwane indicates that the summer school provides a unique platform for fostering skills and knowledge that are critical in today's innovation-driven economy. Now, in your other news, Fly Safair passengers in Durban are urging management and striking pilots to find common ground in their wage disputes. Both parties will come face to face again for mediated talks tomorrow. The work stoppage by some pilots began yesterday, disrupting operation. Nompembele Lobboi says she was told to come to the airport earlier after her flight to Cape Town was suspended yesterday. She says she managed to get a new flight after spending more than 5 hours on the waiting list, but others weren't so lucky. We apologize for that. And finally, uDJ uDumo, ngubaba wengane kaNtando Dumo, unikele inkundleni zokuxhumana ezwakalisa injabulo yakhe. UJuna Daroka uphumile esigabeni sokuba umfana ethumele umalume ekhweni lakhe kwaDladla. Iwelela kulesi sigaba nje umama wengane yakhe ongumlikisi oshaka ilembe osanda kugana insizwa yaseLimpompo engumculi. Le nsizwa yakamzizi ifake isithombe sosuku olukhulu esihambisana nomlayezo othi Mrs. Me. Akagcina ngalapho ngoba ubuye wabhala incwadi encane echaza usuku alithatha njengolwekhethelo empilweni yakhe. Ushaye ngamafuphi wathi, "Ngiyabonga kumdali omzizi ojama kasijado kuyibona abangicelile enkosini ukuthi ngihlangane nonkosikazi onjena." Now, to recap your top story, this hour, MUT is set to host the 2025 WIPO SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. This is all for myself for today. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I am Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.